percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Hey, there is so much going on right now. It's hard to know where to start. So I'll just start. First, my guest coming up in just a few minutes, Tina Irwin, and we're going to be talking ghosts, how to help you deal with living with ghosts and maybe helping them move on so you don't have to live with them. But at first, admitting that they exist and they're real, once you do that, then you're good. A few of the headlines, and this is just right off the hot, off the press, okay? Nightmares, just to get really going. A sinkhole. Now, this sinkhole has an unusual thing because what happened, a woman went to visit her parents' grave at the cemetery. As she's visiting the grave, the sinkhole opens up and she's swallowed into the ground. All right? Thus, the lawyer is suing and says, this is not fun. The post-traumatic stress is horrific. She's not going back to that cemetery ever again. She's visiting her parents' graves. You think there might be a message? Not a happy one? Okay. The haunted doll in Peru. And I'll let you follow up on that one, but it's apparently wreaking havoc. But there's one that's even better with that, and that's Robert the doll. All right. And I posted these on Wendy's Coffee House on the blog just so you can follow up with all the haunted dolls. And then don't forget the haunted antique stores, because that's another can of worms. I'm introducing these because I know Tina's listening and she's dealt with a lot of this stuff. But Robert the Doll, you can check that out on Atlas Obscura because he has quite a reputation and nobody likes him. Oh, imagine that. There's another one, and this is the haunted bedroom suite. This is a chest and a bed frame. And the owner was decent enough to say, look, my wife had nightmares. This is not a happy bed to sleep in, and we are giving it away. Good luck to you. The other thing they note, the dogs would not stop barking at it. All right, that's kind of a slam dunk. If your pets are saying this thing doesn't belong in the house, then listen to them. Get rid of it. However, guess what? The new owners think that that's going to be an asset. They were thrilled to have something that is haunted, and we're looking forward to the update. So there you go. And another place to go visit, I am not sure, given the weather and all that, Museum of Shadows in Nebraska. They have a lot of stuff in their care. And one of the things that they picked up, we talked about another item recently where he wore a hazmat suit to take it so it wouldn't attach to him. I don't know if that helped, but they have it now. And if you want to follow the antics of their haunted items, you can check it out on Instagram. Again, that's stuff that I posted on the blog. Now, I wanted to get into this story because with ghosts and all sorts of entities and other things that we don't see, just because we don't see them doesn't mean they're not present. And the thing with this is that Tina Irwin, I don't know that this is the life she set out to have when she was in her military career, but this is the life she has now, and it's pretty darn fascinating. So Ghost Helpers is the website, and Tina Irwin, my guest. Tina, I'm really glad that you're available to talk because there's a lot more interest in this now, and you're in the right place at the right time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You started, this from the Navy career. Let's give people a real short update on your background before Ghost took over.
I joined the Navy in the 70s, basically, to be blunt, to find a husband. I found him on the first day, married to him for 46 years, and loved the Navy, loved the guys I work with. And I worked for the submarine force for 20 years, doing all kinds of things. Women couldn't go on submarines during that time. And I discovered that everybody's psychic, and men can feel the ship. I mean, if you're deliberately submerging your ship or sinking your ship, mm-hmm. you better be damn psychic to be able to feel the ship. And so as we traveled around and we moved from place to place, I'm a Navy wife and a naval officer, we moved to a super haunted house in Charleston. I've always had some psychic ability, but then everybody has psychic ability, whether they're conscious of it or not. And I couldn't get rid of this very, very difficult ghost who nearly drove us mad. And I wrote about this in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View. Mm-hmm. There's a trilogy there that discusses all these things that happened to me. And I couldn't move him on. And I researched and researched and researched. And it took me a lot of years to figure out how to cross over the dead. And I couldn't figure out why no one could do it. Once I figured it out, it isn't that hard. And so we have a website, my business partner and I, Laura Bantine, ghosthelpers.com, and we have some videos where you can literally play a prayer and you can cross people over yourself. So that is a coconut shell answer to you.
That's a good coconut. Okay, so when this, and checking out the website too, the things that you offer there, there's a whole lot of information. It's free. You don't have to go jump through any hoops. That's the fantastic thing about it, is because there
you don't have to spend $5,000 on black candles.
Yes. There's usually a little, here's the fine print. We'll come to the house and take care of it, and only if you pay $500 in advance. And then there's no guarantee whatever it is going away. Okay, so that's one of the things. The things you address, what happens when I die? And that's one thing that kind of gets people introduced to, there are some things that you might be able to prepare for in advance, and that way you're not stuck hanging out with all your relatives going, well, now what do I do? Twiddling your thumbs in the bedroom when nobody can see you, and you're really getting annoying because you're trying to get their attention. So that might be the first place to start. What happens when I die?
Exactly. And my brother died in 2017, and he's a very spiritual person. You can be a very spiritual person and still have that query, what happens when I die? And I think that that's a normal question everyone has across their mind. And the bottom line is that you don't stop being who you've always been. If you were a jerk in life, I hate to be blunt, but you're going to be a really jerk kind of a ghost in death. And actually, I am blunt about this because there's no point, pussyfooting around it. I had one woman say, her abusive mother became a master angel when she died. That's just not true. If you were abusive in life, you have that same abusive personality in death. And every single soul must be crossed over. And what that means is that we live in the third dimension. And this is a place of time and space and gravity, because that gives you an opportunity to experience life where you can measure your experiences against the passage of time. Without space and gravity, time cannot exist. And it's kind of an unusual concept, but it makes sense. In the fourth dimension, there is no time. If you're a ghost, you don't know how long ago you died. Mm-hmm. If you're a child, you keep waiting for someone to tell you what to do. And there are people all over the world whose children have died, and my heart goes out to them. And I would offer anyone who's had a loved one die, whether it's your grandmother, your child, your husband, it doesn't matter who's died, you have the power to cross them over, not by buying $5,000 in candles, which someone told me they were told to do, mm-hmm. but by simply saying something called the crossing over prayer, which was developed in 2012. I came up with this prayer, and I came up with it because I broke my cell phone. And I broke my cell phone, so I went to the Apple Store, and my business partner went with me, and we had just released the first volume of Ghost Stories from the ghost point of view. And we were at a place called Fashion Valley, which is this gorgeous mall, and we're across the street from the Apple Store. It's a very, very expensive handbag store. I'm not going to say the name on the air, but it was, $1,000
high
handbag.
Dollar, yeah,
super high dollar.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. We want to get into the crossing over prayer. All right, so I'm talking with Tina Irwin, my guest, and the website, and you're listening along, ghosthelpers.com. And if you want to find out more about the crossing over prayer, too, while the break, you can actually go check the blog, because there's a post on this on the blog too. But we're going to come back because there's more to this. And especially right now, spring, there's all sorts of activity, and some of it involves ghosts and excess energy. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Ghost Helpers, teaching the living to help the dead. Tina Irwin, my guest. Now, when we left off, you were in front of the expensive, across the street from the expensive handbag store.
And okay, so we go into the handbag store, okay, and we're sitting, and we talk to the manager, and she asked us what we did, and we said, oh, we just released this book, and here's a book card about ghost stories from the ghost point of view. And she said, oh, my God, the store is so haunted. And I went, but it's an expensive handbag store. She said, no one wants to open the store. And she took us into a corner in hushed tones, like she was telling us she had plague.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You don't have plague. She said, you don't think I'm crazy? And I said, no, we kind of do this for a living. So, no, I don't think you're crazy. So she said, can you clear them? So Laura and I, my business partner and I, remote viewed the store, and there were some homeless who had, you know, they love watching pretty women, and so they died, and they kept watching pretty women. And then there were some very, very wealthy women who shopped, and then they dropped, and they died, and they came back, and they were still shopping.
Dropping.
That's
didn't
why they were moving, yeah, the racks and everything else.
Oh.
And so we cleared it all up. And I said, so we've cleared it. Let us know how you do. So 2 days later, she calls back, and she said, it's different, but we have more ghosts. I don't understand what's happening. I said, I don't either, but you know what? You aren't going to be the last person who asks us. So I sat down and I wrote the crossing over prayer. And then we beta tested it at the expensive handbag store.
Yeah.
And they used it every single day with every single manager when they opened the store, and they pretty much still do that. And so, because it's next to a trolley track, and a lot of, you still have homeless who come and go and die, and you never know who's with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted the crossing over prayer cards, and we do have them available. You can order them on ghosthelpers.com. You can play the prayer. It's absolutely free. You can order a few of the cards, which are modestly priced. I actually did them in keychains and luggage tags for myself, but they're available for anybody else because I travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always picking somebody up.
Whether you want to or not, yeah.
You know, whether I like it or not. And that's my service to the dead. So here's the other interesting thing. The manager's husband was a resident at a local hospital, and every time he came home, they would argue. And I said, he's bringing home the dead. And she said, do you think that's because I'm psychic? And I said, or because he's a sweet guy and he's bringing home the dead. And they liked him.
Hmm.
So when he comes home, say the prayer. Say it three times and then get on with your evening. And she said they stopped fighting. They absolutely stopped fighting. And he finally noticed it. And he said he couldn't believe it, but he felt better day after day. Imagine how many ghosts can be with you, depending on where you are, whether you're an EMT or you are a nurse or somebody else. We've had nurses who use these cards. They rebuilt some parts of one of the children's hospitals in San Diego, and the nurses quietly slipped crossing over prayer cards into all the walls before they put drywall up.
Oh.
Because they had one room, and every time they put a child in this room, the child had a breathing problem when they left. Even if they came in with a broken leg, they left with a breathing problem.
Uh-huh.
The child died and stayed in that room, and he had a breathing problem.
So they're mirroring that entity.
If they put the cards in there, then the child didn't have a breathing problem. Children didn't have breathing problems, and that ghost was completely gone. So people are not crazy. If we go back to science, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It's the first law of thermodynamics. It's a scientific fact. So the energy that animates you continues. It's just in a different form. Snow isn't always snow. Sometimes it's water. Sometimes it's water vapor.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing I wanted to also emphasize, you mentioned very quickly the stories, ghost stories from the ghost point of view, and it's a trilogy. So each one has a different way. The first, you know, the difference between a ghost hunter and a ghost helper, because a lot of people, I want to go hunt ghosts. It's like, well, okay, you don't have to go anywhere, really. But helping is a lot more beneficial because that way you don't end up, like you're talking about, having them attached to you when you go into like an antique store and do a little tour and then come out with four entities.
Yep, I temporarily cleared an antique store, and I was honest. I told the resident, the owners of the store, this was in Indiana, and that's in Ghost Stories book two.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular story, they wanted me to clear the store, and I said, you know, I have to be honest. That's great, but it's only going to be cleared until you bring in new stuff.
Yeah.
And you can use this prayer, and I would use this prayer and some other things to clear the objects that you're bringing in. It's like that really haunted bed. Someone should have burned the bed. They shouldn't have given it to someone else, even though the other person who bought it thought that's great.
Oh, I know.
Karma, like whatever happened in that bed, karma attached to the bed.
Yeah.
And that's why that makes sense. I have some other stories about how karma attaches to things, but that's not what this show is about.
Darn. Because, okay, so in addressing that, though, when people realize that there is something attached to it, is it always burning? What do you do? Because, again, that's something that maybe you don't see it, but it's still there and it still makes an impact.
Okay. If you have an object, I'll use the woman who was at an antique show, and she bought, I don't know what possessed her, but she bought a pair of cufflinks, and they were from the SS. They were from the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Her life went to hell in a handbasket.
Ooh.
And she asked me, you know, what did I sense? Could I tell there was anything wrong? And I said, you get something from the Nazis. And she said, well, they're cufflinks. I thought it would be kind of cool. And I said, there's nothing cool about the murder of 7 million people. And World War II. Cost the lives of 70 million people died in World War II, mostly in Russia and China.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that connects you to the karma of murder and war. She said, my God, what do I do? I don't know how to break them. I can't burn them. And I said, go to the ocean, toss them in. They will stay on the bottom of the ocean because you can't clear that karma. I'm a really good psychic, but I don't have the karma. I'm not some great master on a guru. I'm not a priestess. I'm not a goddess. I'm an ordinary person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't clear that, and I'm going to be honest about it. There was a man who bought Himmler's yacht, and he kept saying, I got a great price for it. Isn't it fabulous? I don't believe the wives' tale that everybody who owns this yacht dies. And, of course, everybody in his family developed these hideous illnesses, and And someone said, well, what should he have done? I said, he should have, you know, the Navy would call it deep sixing it, but you should have sunk it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out in the middle of the ocean, bring another boat, and then sink it so that it can't harm anyone else.
All right. So when people are going to hunt treasure and, you know, the Egyptians, that's always the talk about that everything is cursed or some things are cursed. And there was recently something I read about the reason they would break the nose because that if it was cursed, that would somehow break the curse so they could steal it and whatever it was wouldn't follow them. I thought, well, that was a novel way to approach it. It explained a lot of broken noses.
But it explained a lot of broken noses, but it you cannot use something like that to stop the karma that's attached. And if that concept seems a little strange, when you think about who owned it and what happened to that person, let's say you're in an antique shop and you buy an antique ring because it's really beautiful. You know, the vintage stuff is gorgeous. I love looking at it on Pinterest. Doesn't mean I want to own it. And you don't know whether the person who owned that ring had a horrible marriage and the energy of her anger and fear is in the gold. Metal holds on to energy. It's a frequency issue. It all comes down to math.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get back to this. I want to talk about your partner, too, because she has two psychic kids. So let's get into this when you're talking about everybody is psychic and dealing with children who are seeing things that you don't see. And that doesn't mean it isn't there. It means you need to do some homework and maybe get some help and assistance. And your partner was beside herself because her daughter was coming in saying, I see this and this is happening. And she had no idea what to do. And she went to a whole lot of mediums until she found you. And that was the best move she could possibly have made. Okay? So you're listening to Tina Irwin, my guest, and you can check out ghosthelpers.com for the books and more information and a blog. We're going to talk about what she and her partner do. Okay? Because you really don't want ghosts hanging around. It changes the energy, and you can change that too with Tina's help. Wendy's Coffee House on KCMO Talk Radio. Back in a few. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, ghosthelpers.com. That's the website. You can find out all sorts of information. You don't have to pay for it. And sometimes it just takes one instance, one encounter, one boo, and your life is upheaved. And this is kind of what happened with Tina's partner, Laura Van Tine. Everything was just peachy until her daughter started coming into her room saying, he's screaming and waking her up. Of course, you know, mom's trying to sleep and this is not happening. So how did you guys, back to the story of what drew you two together?
Laura, as you have, you know, very accurately described, has one of her three daughters is exceptionally psychic. I mean, she can see the dead, she can hear the dead, she can do remote viewing. She has an astounding ability. And so Laura, I mean, if your kid goes to soccer practice, you would be able to get someone who could give you a good soccer coach. But if your kids are really psychic, who do you ask? And a lot of ghosts and dark intelligences were not just ghosts. These were dark intelligences as well. When you have a child who is exceptionally psychic, both sides want to use their ability. You have to be conscious of that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's this elevated at 6 or 7, and that's when I met her, when she was 7. So this happened when she was started in 5 and a half, 6. And I had a friend as a real estate agent. We met at the La Jolla Country Club, and she had a friend over, and the woman said, gee, what do you do? And I said, gee, I help the dead. And she said, can you help a psychic kid? And I said, sure, here's my card. Next day, Laura calls me, and that the rest is history.
Uh-huh.
What I did was I gave her the tools. I mean, your show is only about empowerment, and that's really something that resonates with Laura and I is we have a book coming out this year called Teaching the Living to Help the Dead. You shouldn't have to hire a medium. You should be able to do this yourself. That's, you can tell that I'm really passionate
yes,
about it.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
You should be able to access the divine. Any person on earth should be able to do that. It was Martin Luther's concept of the priesthood of all believers. Not that I'm a Lutheran, I'm not. But it was his concept that was so important. And that's where the crossing over prayer came from. And I had it translated into Yiddish or Hebrew, and the cantor who translated it said to me, you realize this is almost identical to a 12th century prayer that was part of the Jewish tradition. And he said, maybe this prayer is universal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not a Jewish prayer. Maybe it's a universal prayer. And I said, any prayer that accesses God directly from your heart, it's the most powerful one.
Yeah.
You'll notice that this prayer says, I'm making these requests right now, because there's no time in the fourth dimension. And you need to put authority in your voice. I humbly request that this happen, you know, right now. And at the end, you always show gratitude to God for the service that he helped you with.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is after someone uses this prayer and I met Laura in 2011, and we created the prayer in 2012. Because I can cross the dead over all day long. I don't need a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I crossed over all the people that were bothering her daughter. But they kept coming.
Yeah.
Once we removed them, and I have to be honest, sometimes they can keep coming. That's why we started these courses. If you look at ghosthelpers.com or The Karmic Path, which is our other website,
mm-hmm.
our website, thekarmicpath.com, we have a series of courses that we are launching, and if anyone goes to either website and signs up, you know, we're going to do a drawing so someone can have a free course slaying the energy vampire. So I wanted to let everyone know that.
Yeah.
And I kept crossing people over, and I'm teaching Laura, and she was just like this sponge.
Yeah.
Sponge. And then what happened was she didn't have to be afraid of her own psychic ability, which began to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, she is a truly remarkable person, and she has helped me to get information out to the world, and now together we have this remarkable partnership. And I don't want to take all the thunder away from the story with her daughter and her journey.
Yeah.
Her journey joined mine, and I felt like God sent her to me, and she felt somebody sent me to her, and then together, you know, it's a synergistic effect. And anyone can help the dead. And if you're a ghost hunter, we have a guy who was a ghost hunter in Europe, and he now takes the crossing over prayer to all these battle sites throughout Europe, and he says these prayers, and he hears these little messages, thank you, in his ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, and part of it was, I mean, I have my own experiences with this, and I was called to go to a place, said, hey, this is haunted, could you come check it out for us? And when I showed up, and again, you know, that intuition, that psychic ability, and the thing I had not expected to hear was, I said, why am I here? He said, well, nobody else here does this. In other words, they were ready to go. and so that was what I did, was help release it. And I'm like, but there is so much more of this energy out there that we're not trained to experience. And so what happens is there's that fear when people are experiencing something paranormal of, uh-oh, I've done something wrong. There's something bad. And it isn't always about that. Sometimes it's as simple as, we would like to leave, and you guys aren't paying attention. And that's what you're doing, is giving people some kind of ability to start their own, you know, kick in, like your partner, kick in their own intuition to say, look, there's other stuff here. It isn't all just about what you can see. There's one of the, I don't know who has this saying or who said it, but a lack of evidence is not evidence of lack, or lack of, you know, ability to see it isn't it doesn't prove that it isn't there. And that's what we have to get ready to start dealing with. This a lot of this stuff is here, and we need to really start using telepathy, start using our psychic sense, and expand our awareness, because it helps your pets too when they're barking at the bed frame and saying, it's there, please remove it.
Well, exactly, and pets can see a lot. I would like to remind everyone that during the Civil War, and this was certainly true up until almost the 1950s, you know, the turn of the last century, women didn't want to have babies in hospitals because you were likely to die. And that's because doctors didn't wash their hands before they delivered a baby.
Yeah.
The midwife always did, but the doctors didn't. And when they discovered, and this happened also in the Civil War, one doctor discovered that if he washed his hands between patients, his death rate dropped. But his fellow doctors didn't believe him. They thought he was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but there's something there. And they said, blood is blood. There's no difference. But when this microscope was invented, then they were able to see what no one believed was possible. So just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there.
Yeah.
And energy is neither created nor destroyed. And when you take the biggest skeptic to that place, you can begin to offer them a scientific opportunity to embrace a different concept. Well, then where does that energy go that animates you? Why do we automatically separate the term body and soul? We never say the person, you know, the person's with me. We say the soul is. The soul does this and that, because you know there's a separation. So I think that when people have psychic children, and there are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that because someone's psychic doesn't mean they're evil. I hear this all the time. Well, it must mean you're possessed by the devil. No, it just means that you have an ability, like music. It doesn't mean you're possessed. It just means that you have an ability. It's not a gift. Let me tell you, if Laura could have given that gift back that her daughter had.
Yeah, let's pass on this one.
You know, we don't call it a gift. We're really adamant about that, because we see people, and her 7-year-old was seeing people at the moment of death, how they died, whether they were naked, brutalized, bludgeoned, raped, drowned. That's what her daughter was seeing. That's no gift.
No, that's unfair.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But she learned how to cross all of these people over. And what no one realizes is that when the person gets to the heaven world, this rain of gratitude comes back to the living.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this is true because in the 23rd Psalm, which has an iteration in every faith on the planet, "Lo, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why would you be afraid if there isn't something there that could be very alarming? People forget, "For thou art with me." People forget that you can ask God to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask Christ to be with you. And I hear this from people. I see ghosts who went to church every week and twice on Sunday, but they don't think God could love them. And I have it on very good authority that God can love every one of us in the most beautiful way. When you cross a soul over, you have offered them the most amazing gift of peace and healing and love, the purest love imaginable.
And a release.
People who have a child die and they want to hold on, they're holding the ghost here.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever caused that child's death, that child can't fully heal. So the parent lets go and releases that attachment. You'll always be able to access your child. Your love is never going to die. Your last act as their parent is to cross that child over, even if they're an adult.
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to take a break. I want to come back because you guys have courses, and I want to have some time to talk about that, too. My guest, Tina Irwin, and the books are available also on the website, too. We talked about the stories with the ghosts, but ghosthelpers.com. We're going to come back and talk about the courses next. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. We were talking during the break. My guest, Tina Irwin, she clears ghosts, clears houses, helps you move whoever is around you, help them move on, and they don't have to stay here. They don't have any extra credit by staying here and sticking around and bothering people or trying to get their attention, saying, "Hey, look, we don't die." All right, so basically there are courses that she offers, and you can do your own work, clearing, releasing, letting go of whatever it is that's attached to you. And how? What are the courses involved? What is involved in all this?
We have the first one is Slaying the Energy Vampire. We have another one, Psychic Self-Defense, which if you have a psychic child, that's a really, really empowering one to take. And we're revamping them. They'll be available the second one in about 2 weeks, and we have another master course, this huge course, that discusses, this is for the person who's just not content to know a little bit. They really want to understand this. They want to understand it on a much more practical level, and it's a master course. It doesn't mean you're going to be a master at the end of it. Christ was a master. The rest of us, we just help out. So when you take these courses, these will be 16 classes that will be going over all the different kinds of haunting. There isn't just one kind. There's so many kinds of haunting, which would explain why something would work here but not there.
Mm-hmm.
And the class comes with 23 different documents that will basically, you're building all of this knowledge base. It took us, we figured out between us about 90 years of work between us to put all this information together that we're making available. It's like we're showing everybody that, you know, Oz really was a fraud and that it doesn't have to be smoke and mirrors anymore. It can be really out there and available to any person who has a genuine desire to help and to move the dead on and do good things. That's really what we want to do is be really, really helpful. And the courses are available through thekarmicpath.com and ghosthelpers.com. And we actually have an affiliate program. If you like the course, you can share it. And we actually pay a 20% commission.
Excellent.
And you don't have to, there's no quota or anything. But because we have so many people asking us, we've really revamped them. Just so that people can begin to wrap their brain around what are they experiencing, what does it mean, and why. What's the history behind it, and how do I know what I'm feeling is real? That's what these courses, you know, what is black magic? what can cause black magic to happen in your home. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't even have a clue that that's happening. And what is frequency, and why should you care? How do you work with angels? This is all in this master course, which we're going to be launching the first half of it in April. We have a lot of work to do between now and then.
Quick question, because I have had people ask me, can somebody put a curse on you, and how do you deal with that?
It goes back to karma. I've studied all these different traditions all over the world. Someone can send you a negative intention. Basically, that's what a curse is. I'm sending a negative intention. And if you think someone did that, just bless their eyesight. Oh, my God, I pray that this person's eyesight is blessed. Move on with your day. I mean, now they're looking through better light. And when you pray directly to God or Christ or whoever, whatever name you used, prayer matters. It connects you to the divine. And when you stay connected and you keep yourself in a place where you're looking at your own karmic path, not anybody else's, maybe that's an angry person. It doesn't have to be who you are. I mean, there's beings out there that are really angry at me for offering this information and making it available to any good person who loves and wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you want your grandmother walking the fourth dimension alone, afraid and cold? Of course
no,
not.
No.
You'd want your granddad to have help, or your child. And basically, if you are a really good person, no curse can touch you. Think about it. Mother Teresa really showed up the Catholic Church because her whole focus was service.
Yeah.
And the love of humanity. She didn't care who you were. She didn't care what your religion was. If your focus is the love of humanity and the love of another person, no curse can touch you.
It has to do with intention and energy. There's a different frequency that goes with that as opposed to somebody who's judgmental and trying to, you know, do harm.
When you take our, for instance, the Psychic Self-Defense course and the Master course, what's coming with this course is a clearing kit, an energy clearing kit. And we don't just sell it right now because we are gearing up.
Mm-hmm.
But the course will come with this kit, and inside this kit, you don't have to wait for the course to come out. It's a book called Karma and Frequency, and it explains frequency, and everything vibrates to a specific frequency. The higher your frequency, the less likely it is that anyone can harm you.
You're going to repel it. Uh-huh.
And when you understand it from a logic viewpoint without any excess emotion, and you're patient with yourself in the process of understanding, what you end up with is an opportunity for enormous spiritual growth. And because that person did or said something to you, or because you had that ghost, you look at what you learned. Look at how it caused your karmic path to change. I had a computer company. I had contracts with Apple Computer. But the company didn't work. It took me 7 years to pay my company's debt.
You know, we're going to have to get out of here, and we've got to get you back. So you're coming back with your partner, and I've already booked it. You're set. We're set. But between now and then, if you're listening, ghosthelpers.com, check it out and find out what else is available, because this is tip of the iceberg with this stuff too. You don't have to live a haunted life. Your kids don't have to be frightened to go to sleep at night. And a lot of this information is just now available because people are starting to talk about it, and Tina Irwin's one of them. So Tina, thank you. I appreciate
what
you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
And if you're listening, you can check out the links. I put a few of them on the website, wendyscoffeehouse.com. This is a wonderful time to be aware and awake and intuitive. A lot of stuff going on. You won't see it. You'll feel it. See ya.